all of that used to be in there, Fort Lynn. And I don't know what this is. This is somebody's building a home there. Kind of pretty, isn't it?
It is.
Used to have a big dairy there and a big two-story house there. But the house burned and the people sold out and the man's dead, and so the woman lives in town and she sold that property to somebody. There's an old-timey barn. That's on Dr. Mac used to be. All of this used to be an airport. Yeah. And this is Dr. home. One of our doctors. He lives here. He runs it. He and his and Dr. Cook run it. There's an old home there too. That's old Dr. thing. And that's an old home up on the hill there. Back that way is another old home. But they built some new homes back in here. Quite a few. See, biggest part of this land in here is just handed down from generation.
Yes, ma'am.
Kids and mothers, now this over here and this over here, they inherited all this. That's old timey.
Got quite a setup here. Got his own pool and tennis courts.
Yeah. This is nice here too. That's a pretty place. I almost bought that place one time.
Is that right?
Yeah. They had too much land. Now these are children that inherit their property, don't you see? They built homes. Their mother and daddies are gone and they built homes. I think it's nice that they still want to live here. Now this is used to be a tall two-story house and they made that into a children's, the lady that bought the property, she runs a day nursery there.
Yes, ma'am.
She had about 30 children all the time. You know, kids from 2 years old on to seven, eight. And the mothers and daddies work and they send them to school. Windmill's gone, isn't it?
Sure is. You got some real pretty countryside.
Yeah, now, you see these brick homes here? Okay, the man and woman died, and that's the daughter and the grandson and the other daughter's property. See, the two sisters inherited the property. One of them's got a daughter married and got a home, and the other one's got a daughter married and got a home.
Yes,
and here's an old-timey barn. Here's an old-timey house here. See how that house is built? It's been here for a long time. Now we're coming into carnation plant. It's where they make these cans for carnation milk. Carnation Can Company. Oh, they work a lot of people here too. And yeah, the lady that owns that home right there, I bought my home from her and she built that one. And her friend built that one. And both of their husbands are dead. And they live out there by themselves. This is a big business. A big business. Well, we'll take you on down here through the